All right, welcome back to another episode of Idiosyncrasies. I'm your host, Trey. With me is Landon and Jared, as always, so far. So we were talking a bit off screen, or we'll just jump right into it. We're talking a bit off screen. Landon was playing, or is playing, Resident Evil 8. Oh, wait, hold on. Your audio's not coming through either. Anyone's.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Are you kidding me?
All right, now it's coming through.
Idiosyncrasies. Bump, bump.
Thank you. Sorry about that.
Now we're starting.
Anyways, yes. If you have the chance, definitely do get it. I think it's definitely worth it. And everyone has simped over the. Fucking, yeah. It's worth every bit.
Damn.
Bro, I saw clips where she has to, like, crouch through the doorways and stuff.
Yeah, and all you see is ass. Literally, because she... She's so fucking tall. She's, like, two people, like...
And she's, like, what, confirmed, like...
Or seven
her foot. Name's Lady... height. She is 9'6".
Yeah. So good every time Lord. You see her walk through a door, her whole body, like, she has to bend 90 degrees, so all you see is just ass.
Is it ever explained why she's that tall, or...?
Because it's cool, and Japanese people are weird.
She walks slow, has long nails, and is ginormous.
Just like, they're all looking at the Resident Evil games, they're like, you know what this game needs? You know, it's not sexy enough.
I was watching a Pixar movie, and I got a fantastic idea for a character design. Y'all seen those Pixar moms with the dump trucks?
Oh yeah, can we share a screen? Can we make a?
No, you're gonna mess up the cameras.
Yeah, you're gonna mess up the cameras.
Damn it.
Okay, we have to do the song thing, right?
Oh yeah.
Share what we're listening to.
Yep. Gotta get
Bill.
Thank you, Jared, for keeping us on segment.
It's because I specifically liked a song that's been stuck in my head all week, so I could remember to tell you. Okay. The song is called Jackie Blue by the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Jackie.
And, okay. So I've been power washing a lot, and I listen to 70s on 7, Sirius XM, not sponsored, but open. It's fucking banger. And then that song came on a lot, and then I was working outside the patio today at work, and they were playing a bunch of 70s music, and this song came on. It's been stuck in my head! And then a second one is called Too Late to Turn Back Now by the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose something. Yep, oh. Sister Rose, that's it. So that's what I've been listening to this week.
So some old golds, some old goldies,
old golds.
gold,
some golden retrievers.
Goldman Sachs, Gilbert Gottfried. Fucking okay. Anyways,
hold on, I love how our first podcast episode is in our playlist.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh,
nice, Landon.
Did I put that there?
I didn't put it there.
You made the playlist.
I must. I don't remember doing that though.
That's okay. It makes sense. They can skip it if they don't want to listen to it.
Channel 7 Deep Tracks is an immaculate dub as well. I'll have to look that up. I've not heard of that one.
Okay. I have been listening to a lot of two bands, really. One is called Grizzly Bear. They're kind of an indie
underground.
I mean, a couple big hits here and there, but I've been a big fan of this album for a while, but like I've just been recently, last week, I've just been digging into it real bad. It's super, super good. I feel like both of you would really like it, especially Trey. I feel like you'd really like it. Just, it's very, I don't know how to explain it. It's very poetic, and the use of instruments is really cool. Like they have a blend of like heavy guitar, piano, synth, stuff like that, but not like crazy synth. It's more like relaxed, kind of ambient stuff. Two songs on there that's really good is I Live With You and Southern Point. All of those songs, though, on that whole album is really good. Another one that I was getting into was Gaudier. So Gaudier, he's the guy who made Somebody I Used to Know.
Yeah.
But he has some other stuff, and it is so fucking good. Like, his album, Like Drawing Blood, which is, I think, earlier? Like, before when he made Somebody I Used to Know? Very, very cool. It's such a cool album. Very unique sounds. And I think he's one of those musicians where he just does everything by himself, which is cool. But yeah, super cool sounds. I'm trying to think of a song off that. Like, all of them are so good. Puzzle with a Piece Missing, Heart's a Mess. I think those are the two songs. So,
yeah. For our streaming listeners, you can find this on Spotify by looking up Idiosyncrasies Playlist.
Yes. Does that work?
Yeah, you can also find the audio version of this podcast by looking up Idiosyncrasies by the Idiots on Spotify.
The creator will be Crunchy Rock's full name.
Yeah. I'll try to remember, actually, for the show notes, to put the link to the Spotify playlist in the show notes.
Yeah, I think I sent the link last week, right?
Yep. Found it. Subscribe. Man, love you, Pev. Much love.
Fuck yeah. I'm currently adding my contributions into the pot.
Into the pot?
Into the pot.
Into the pot.
The pot. Okay, Trey, what songs have you been listening to?
Yes. So, you know, TikTok, really big on Dear Maria, Count Me In right now. So that's all that's been stuck in my fucking head. And so I've just been, like, back into, like, the 2000s, early 2000s punk scene. Love so, you know... It. Dear Maria, Count Me In, Face Down by Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
What are the songs called?
Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low and Face Down, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus.
Y'all remember Metro Station?
Not off the top of my head.
It was... what's his name? Like Oliver and Hannah Montana? Hey, what's his name? Mitchell Musso. He was in Metro Station.
Now, is that a movie?
No, it's a band.
A band, I assume, yeah.
He did other things in Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't he go to jail?
He was also in Pair of Kings. He had like a DUI, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure all those Disney stars went to jail.
Emily Osment didn't.
That was
but her brother Haley Joel Osment, the fucking kid from Six Sense, he went to prison.
He was in The Boys. You said that, I was like, I've always thought, I was like, Emily Osment and Haley Joel Osment look the same. Never put it together. Like, oh yeah, they're related.
Yeah, they also have the same name, isn't that?
Well,
weird?
Like, I didn't register that either, because like, I never remembered her name was Haley Osment. I just remembered friend from Hannah Montana looks like kid who sees dead people.
Yeah, he does a lot of stuff. Like, he's in a lot of movies. He also does a lot of voices for games and stuff, which is cool. Mm-hmm.
Washed out hero in The Boys, right? That's what he's in.
He's in The Boys.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He was like the kid who could like touch people and like read their thoughts. So he got like a TV show, and then he was like getting information for Homelander.
Yeah.
Spoilers: Homelander like fucking killed him.
I'm very behind on that. That season two of that show, so fucking good.
I still need to finish it.
I'm still on season one. I've only seen a couple episodes too. Like, I haven't completed it, so I'm really far behind. I already know some of the spoilers, like the fucking
spoiler alert.
Homelander,
yeah, when he fucking everyone.
Yeah. I was in the trailer.
Yeah, that's probably how I've seen it. So
y'all ever seen Secondhand Lions though? Mm-mm. That's a high quality movie. Haley Joel Osment's in that. That's probably one of the first movies I actually watched with him in it. Came out in 2003. Because he didn't do, like, he did a lot when he was little, and then he's, like, showing up and stuff now. There isn't a whole lot of credits to his name when he was, like, a teenager.
Again, yeah, he did a lot of stuff for games. Like one game I'm really a big fan of, like, the Kingdom Hearts stuff, you know, that really shitty, nerdy, geeky, stupid bullshit. Yeah,
Don't downplay that.
It's, do like, that my yourself. Favorite game.
Yeah.
It's my fucking favorite game.
Yeah, there you go.
But it's a fucking stupid game. But yeah, he plays as the main character. He's been doing that since like fucking 2002, man, which is crazy.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. That's really cool.
I also didn't know that.
But yeah.
Did you know Tom Kenny is the voice of the RC car truck thing in Transformers 2 Revenge of the Fallen?
No. Isn't it
the voice of SpongeBob?
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Man, he's a weird guy.
Yeah.
SpongeBob.
Well, because like it was like one night, this was like months ago. I was watching Transformers 2. And this robot starts shouting, and I'm like, man, that really sounds like Tom Kenny, but he's angry. Yeah, but I mean it's like, man, that sounds like angry Tom Kenny. I looked it up, I'm like, oh my god, it is Tom Kenny. Like, holy shit.
Yeah, he does. He, man, fucking the amount of money he probably makes from doing so much shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he voices
his net worth.
Yeah, what's Tom Kenny's net worth?
I think I don't count me.
Dear Maria, count me in.
I was just gonna say that.
But I think he voices SpongeBob for like all like games,
like every instance of SpongeBob. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Tom Kenny is worth $16 million. That's fucking really not that high. But I would expect it to be a lot higher, actually.
Yeah, but for a voice actor, I think that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, but a voice actor for a show that's been on 20 years.
True.
Yeah.
True. I didn't think about that.
Let's do a little more digging.
Did you know that nobody is the voice of the RC car in Toy Story because it doesn't talk? Thank you, Pav. Thank you for dropping that fresh knowledge on us. Oh, speaking of Toy Story, this is actually the perfect segue. I was going back through some of the old like clips on my channel.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was like me getting really upset with Valorant. And I'm like, this is bullshit. This game is bullshit. And we both, like, you brought it up. You're like, that. It's like that scene from Toy Story 2. That, I don't want to play with you anymore. So it's like someone needs to edit Trey holding like the Valorant symbol and dropping Valorant.
Yeah, like, you're holding. Yeah, you're holding, what's that guy's, Omen?
Yeah.
I don't want to play with you anymore.
It's like, damn, so yeah, we need to... Again.
Yeah, and then at the bottom of the barrel, it's just Overwatch characters grabbing him and saying,
yeah. Like, damn, that'd be really funny to do, actually.
Honestly, getting people back into Overwatch is... I'm so happy that happened.
You got me. You didn't get me back. You just had me in Overwatch because
you just
I played it once before. I played it once before and I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Now I still don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but
at least do it with friends.
Exactly.
Also, the new comp season started. Start grinding.
Tomorrow, new comp. Everybody needs to place for tomorrow so we can do comp tomorrow.
I was watching competitive today, actually. I'm a heavy rooter for Florida Mayhem, just saying. They beat Shanghai today.
Yeah, I don't actually watch competitive. So.
I do because I get league points for Overwatch if you connect your Blizzard account.
Yeah, Ninja's got my vote.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Does he play Overwatch?
No. He exclusively plays Fortnite.
Yeah.
I know he used to be like a really big Halo guy. Like he used to like
I don't know anything about Ninja.
He used to play like MVP or like Major, not MVP, MLG Halo 3 like a long time ago, but that's where he like got big. But yeah.
Y'all see that Jake Paul took Floyd Mayweather's hat?
Yeah.
Logan Paul was like doing his photo op and stuff with Floyd Mayweather because I say Merryweather, I meant Mayweather, but
Floyd Merryweather.
Because their fight is happening in like June or something, and Jake Paul was there, and he like untied Floyd's shoe while he was on the stage, and then he like took his hat and was just causing a whole bunch of ruckus. But when he grabbed his hat, he yelled, "Got your hat!" And then within 20 minutes, there was merch out with like sweatshirts that say "Got your hat" and hats that say "Got your hat." And he got banned from going to Logan Paul's fight.
Oh my god!
I think Floyd even smacked Jake too.
I'm pretty sure he punched him in the face.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, so many people are talking about this, and then they're just like, "You got to admit, that's kind of like a genius market play right there," because you already know he's probably sold so much merch.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah. Fucking wow.
And like, at least Logan Paul, he's matured. Like, he's gotten better.
Yeah.
I don't care for Jake Paul.
I don't care for either of them, but yeah, I'm glad that Logan Paul isn't fucking, you know.
It's weird that all it took was him opening Pokemon cards on stream to mellow out.
That's all you need. That shit's like, it just dopamine just floors and like,
yeah.
Just
I always forget a
pack of
that, just getting that holographic Charizard, man. That's all you need.
They were both born in Ohio, and that shit just amazing.
Yeah, that pisses me off. Like, it makes me disgusted to be on this land.
Where are they? Like, they're from
Logan Cleveland? Paul was born in Westlake, and then it says Jake Paul was born in Cleveland, but because Jake's younger, I assume that they're like from Cleveland.
Right.
Because Logan's 26 and Jake Paul's 24, so
yeah,
can't believe I'm 2 years younger than Jake Paul. Weird to think.
I hate it. Yeah, and that the fact that like Logan Paul, he's 4 years older than us, and he has so much money that I can't even fucking like count.
Right.
You know,
hey, Mr. Beast is only 23.
Yeah,
that's true.
But he's not a dick, so.
You know, yeah, but it's just the fact that like we're so close in age to someone.
It's weird. Yeah, it's weird how
he gives so much money away all the time
to play a game with us, and like it'd be normal. Like
we'd blow up.
We'd blow up. Yeah.
Didn't he start Mr. Beast Burger and like open him up in Cleveland? Mm-hmm. It was in Ohio.
Yeah.
Oh shit! Really? One of his? I kind of want to try it.
Go to Cleveland and try it. Road trip.
You guys had a Mr. Beast Burger? I have not yet. No. I would love to try one.
No,
I know a couple people who've had one.
We literally all live in the middle of buttfuck nowhere in Northwest Ohio.
Yeah, this guy knows us.
They have them in Columbus. Oh, there we go. We'll make a trip down. See it.
Do they really? That. Yes.
There we go. That'd be awesome. Definitely have to try one then.
Under Mr. Beast, it says born and like the date of birth, and then it just says Kansas. It doesn't provide a city.
What's your birthday? Born,
Kansas. only DoorDash though. I mean, that's fair, I guess, because that's kind of like a backdoor thing. Like,
let's see.
Not an actual storefront.
Mr. Beast Burger. There are 600 locations.
Kansas isn't real.
That's a lie. It was in fucking Wizard of Oz. That means it was real.
You know what else was in Wizard of Oz? Oz. Kansas isn't real.
There's Mr. Beast.
Why the fuck is it called Wizard of Oz? I never fucking. It's not. He's not even the main character. And
powerful, bro.
He's not the main character. He's not a wizard.
Like, hey, yeah, this says there's a Mr. Beast Burger in Bowling Green.
Really?
Ohio locations: Beaver Creek, Bowling Green, Canton, Centerville, Cincinnati, Columbus, Dayton, Independence, Kent, Mason, Strongsville, Toledo, Westchester, Westlake, Worthington.
There's one Toledo too? What?
I guess. I haven't heard about any of them.
Looks like we're making a trip to BG.
Yeah.
When we inevitably go watch Black Widow in June now with Jordan, we'll go up to BG as well.
Honestly, yeah, that's a good play. We could watch it at one in the afternoon.
You guys.
So Mr. Beast Burger isn't an actual place. It's an online-only ordering IIRC. Right, it's just kind of like they're using the storefronts of other places. They're making all the stuff there, but...
Don't care.
You can't actually get the actual storefront for Mr. Beast Burger.
All right, I have their menu up. They have the Dream Burger right now.
Yeah, isn't
that
yeah.
Dream? it's a double smash patty with American cheese, lettuce, mayo, double pickles, extra bacon, topped with smashed avocado. Can't say I like avocado.
I fucking love avocado. I'm not a fan. I don't eat meat, but I'll have to.
Compressed wet grass. I don't like avocado when it's been like smashed on a burger, but like actual like avocado like slices, those are fine.
I'm not a fan.
I love avocado everything. Fucking, I love avocado. Love avocado spread. Fucking, I put that shit in my fucking.
Do you put
teeth.
That on your? Do you make avocado toast? You fucking snowflake.
Yes, I do. God damn it! I put it for Biden. Go fuck yourself.
One of my favorite pastimes is being in a Republican-dominated workplace and having them refer to our president as Sleepy Joe. That's the only thing they refer to
him. Me too.
Me too.
It's almost like we're in a Republican town.
It's almost like we're in a Republican-dominated town.
Anyways, the featured burger is the Beast Style. Smashed crispy beef patties with house seasoning, sharp American cheese, pickles, diced white onion, mayo, ketchup, and brown mustard on a soft roll. That sounds delightful.
What's the Chris Style?
What? Chris Style. Two smashed crispy beef patties with house seasoning, sharp American cheese, bacon topped with crinkle fries.
Crinkle fries. Yeah, that does sound good.
Damn.
I really like Carl's grilled cheese. It's three slices of American cheese griddled crisp on an inverted bun.
I got some cheese. The only grilled cheese.
The only time I've ever watched a Mr. Beast video is when I'm scrolling through Facebook and it's like suggested, and then there's like 10 after it.
Yeah, what did he even do to get famous?
Give money to his friends. Mm-hmm. That's about it. Make him do challenges. For the win.
Yeah, but where did he get the money though? Did he just use
Wikipedia?
He just uses like parents' college funds to fucking buy his friends a house if they fucking don't live the ring.
That's what I want my kid to do, right? I'm going to set aside a college fund. I want my kid one day to grow up and look at me and go, this money, I'm going to give it away to my friends for sitting in a car for 10 hours.
Honestly, Mr.
Yeah,
Beast.
Yeah, you do that.
And parents will be like, they fucking deserve it.
They fucking deserve it.
Y'all remember Team Trees thing? That was pretty successful. They like had over $22 million going to planting trees.
Awesome.
He began posting videos to YouTube in 2012 when he was 13 under the handle MrBeast6000, and he did a lot of Let's Plays to video estimating the wealth of other YouTubers. He went viral in 2017 after counting to 100,000, and his video earned tens of thousands of views in just a few days.
Wow.
Yeah, but why is he rich? Hired several of his childhood friends to help him run
10,000. What the fuck?
The Mr. Beast team is currently made up of 30 people.
I challenge myself every day by speaking normally, and I should be I'm just lucky that the words I'm saying strings something that's coherent. I should be paid millions of dollars to do that. I'm going to eat on stream. I hope that's not a...
I've been eating on stream this whole time.
Okay. Yeah.
It only matters on Twitch.
I've been eating on stream for the past 3 years.
So it looks like he's really just like a philanthropist. Because like he started his own... like charity and stuff like that, and food banks and stuff along those lines. And like he did Team Trees.
Oh fuck! I gotta hydrate. I don't have water.
There's a list of controversies on Wikipedia. Allegations of workplace bullying. Yeah, welcome to America.
He owns a food restaurant. That's the whole point.
Let's just be blunt. Why is Mr. Beast
rich?
Rich. If I could type. Let's try one more time. Okay. Mr. Beast began getting sponsorship offers from bigger and bigger companies, including Quid, CSGO, Lotto, TikTok, and more. So yeah, I guess I'll, yeah, that makes sense. I always forget about how like big YouTubers and stuff do get a lot of sponsorship money.
Remember CSGO Lotto? Remember all that shit?
I don't even know what that is, actually.
That was the people were like putting up knife skins and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And then like it was like a whole gambling thing just around knife skins and CSGO.
It's gambling for guns and skins and shit for CS.
Most expensive CS.
I think it's still up. So I don't understand the whole controversy thing.
The most expensive CSGO skin ever sold in history of Counter-Strike Global Offensive is the AK-47 case-hardened with the Star Trek technology bearing four Titan, bunch of other words. The weapon was bought at a price of... Let's guess. What's your guess, Landon? Price for a...
No, I'm going to say people are fucking weird. 15,000.
15,000? Okay, Trey, what's your guess?
15,000? 1.5 mil. No, I was reading Path of Shadows. Not my guess. You know, I'm going to go low. I'm going to say 9. I'm going to say 9,000.
All right. So, this AK-47 skin for a game where the skins don't change your playing ability sold for $150,000.
Wow.
I was a tenth there.
Yeah, you were.
That's insane. Absolutely just mind-boggling.
You have the money.
Imagine like, hey, I bought this $100,000 skin for this game. It's like, oh, what does it do? It makes my gun look.
Who bought it?
This color.
Does it say who bought it?
I could tell you in a second. I was looking at the skin. It's not even that.
Cool. I win. You did it, Pav. You win. Good job. We're proud of you.
Because if you spent $150,000 on a gun skin in a virtual video game, I have every right to know who you are so I can harass you online. Every right.
We do not condone doxing.
It was some dude on Twitter who was like auctioning off a full like set of stuff, it looks like, and like made a whole like Excel sheet. It was just a random dude who plays CSGO. It happens.
Jesus.
That's one thing I've never really understood. Like,
I mean, gun skins are cool, but
fucking, I would never put money into it. Especially like the whole. I had an assignment on this actually, like analyzing the mobile gaming industry and how their pricing model is like successful or not, and it's because you have all these little kids playing this game and are like, oh, that's really cool. How do I get it? Oh, I need gems, but I can't earn gems fast enough. So I'll spend $5 on 100 gems this one time. And then it just snowballs into them spending $50 to get what they want in a game.
Yeah, because how a lot of them do it is that they're like, oh, spend $5. Oh, if you add another $3, you can get $200 more or 200 points more. A lot of countries, I think Sweden was really the big one. They actually banned that. Like you can't.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing something like that.
So a lot of those like apps, they are banned or they have to be remodeled or whatever. Call of Duty was banned for a little bit in Sweden. I think it's Sweden or Switzerland, somewhere in fucking Europe. They banned all that shit. Which is good. I think that's good.
I was like, they did that. That was because, I mean, it's kind of similar with the CSGO Lotto stuff. EA took a big hit for that with Battlefront 2.
Yeah.
There's a lot to go into with EA.
Yeah. Like, they've never really learned their lesson, but.
I love all those memes that are like, it says like EA, and it's like, hey, we're going to sell you the same exact game we sold you last year for $60.
Yep.
You're going to buy it.
There's a video, I think it was when Anthem was being announced or whatever before that whole shit show, and they were having a press conference about it, and they said, so I'm glad, or I'm proud to announce there will be no loot boxes, and the crowd actually cheered. I'm like, why is that something to cheer about?
Why is that something to be proud about? Like
that should be the set standard.
Right. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Overwatch does loot boxes completely fine because it's literally all cosmetic. Nothing about about it changes any kind of gameplay. Battlefront 2 had star cards and shit in loot boxes. So it was like, you could, to get better, you had just a random chance to get better shit than people others could get.
Yeah, but then you still see all these videos of like Overwatch analysis where they're like, yeah, this skin actually makes your hitbox more visible. And like, yeah,
I'm just gonna say it, it's bullshit. The same shit happened with fucking Halo 3.
Well, yeah. I will say, like, especially the Reaper skins, where there's, like, Ice Fire, where his head is a blue flame and everything else is dark. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. But just don't use that skin. There you go.
Or, that's actually too. It's
hit your
all
fucking shots.
Yeah, and the other nice thing with Overwatch is, like, you get a loot box every time you even level up, so you just need to play the game and you'll get more. Like,
go ahead, Landon.
Oh, but yeah, that's the nice thing too, is I think Overwatch has a really good, I don't know the correct word to use, but like the way that you can achieve loot boxes, it's not like this ridiculous paywall or it's like a 100-hour grind. You can get like 3-4 loot boxes in one session.
Especially because when you very first start, like level one is like 1,000 XP, and then it increases to up to 20,000, but it caps at 20,000 XP to level up. And I also like that because like it doesn't increase each time, so you have to play longer and longer if you want to level up.
Yeah, because I remember the whole Star Wars Battlefront 2. Remember when you said, or when it said that like to unlock Darth Vader, probably the most popular fucking character in that whole entire series, you had to grind like 100 hours.
Yeah, like they literally said, like, hey, you need 100 hours to do this. Like, fuck that.
Or you can spend like $15 or
spend like $20 to get it. Like, fuck that. That's a worse fuck that.
Yeah. General consensus: fuck pay to play.
Yeah,
fuck E3 or E3 EA and fuck pay to play.
Fuck E3 didn't even happen this year.
Fuck them too.
Honestly though, fuck E3 for making publishers rush games to publish, rush them to market. That's what I'll say fuck E3 for.
You don't say the wrong words. Crush culture is so bad.
Yeah. Also, hello Maggie, I see you in chat. Yeah, we the production value of this show is tenfold now.
Full size me.
Full size people.
So this is off topic, but just for another thing to talk about, John Mulaney announced his first shows after getting out of rehab.
Nice.
So that's pretty exciting. Nice. I think it was like 6 at some place in New York. But I'm really happy for John.
I'm glad.
Speaking of New York,
he's funny as fuck.
Guess who's hosting John Mulaney, SNL tomorrow?
Who's hosting SNL tomorrow?
The number one Doge supporter, Elon Musk.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That makes me want to check Doge right now.
Yeah,
it's gonna skyrocket tomorrow.
I was saying it went up to 70. I was surprised it even went up to 70 today. So like tomorrow,
I
be ready to sell because like, it's gonna go up. I'm calling it now. It's gonna go up to like 90, 95, and then crash. It's gonna go right back down.
Bro, you gotta stay in for the long game. At 6:35 p.m., it hit 73 cents.
Did it really? Wow. Okay.
It's all time high.
I like to think that Elon Musk, all he does is just send shit to space. So I like to imagine he's just gonna send the entire audience of SNL into space.
Everyone's on a
spaceship.
Yeah. He said,
the kicker, it's gonna land.
And it just fucking explodes.
It's so wild though, because they're planning like manned like tourist space launch like back like sometime soon. It was like 2024 or something like that.
Okay,
and I honestly like that's so exciting.
I'm sitting here. I'm terrified of standing on a fucking chair. hell the fuck no am I going up into space. I'd rather stay here.
I'm saying, like, realistically, our generation will, like, witness, like, people going to Mars and shit, and that is so exciting to me. Yeah. Like, we won't get to, like, reap the benefits of it, but the future will if it continues, because right.
There's only two ways I'm going to fucking space, is if Earth is on the imminent, or, like, is imminently going to fucking explode.
Which is quite possible in our lifetime.
I was going to say, like, that's going to happen.
Or fucking grandma comes back into town. That, like, those are the only two reasons why I would ever go into fucking space.
I'll only go to space.
I have grandma several questions. What's up with grandma?
Tell us about Babushka.
I don't know, I'm going to be in fucking space.
Grandma got ran over by Elon.
Coming home in his Model 3. y'all think space is called space because of all the space available in space? Fuck, damn. Dude. Fuck. Fuck. He's trying to let's turn this into the Joe Rogan podcast.
Seagulls fly over the ocean. If they flew over the bay, they'd be called bagels. Bagels.
Jesus.
Why is it called space, though? Is that the reason why?
Yes.
Who the fuck named space?
Who did name
the same person that named sand?
I don't like sand. Because
it's between the sea and the land. Do you think named vacuum space storage bags? Do you think they named space?
John Vacuum.
John Vacuum Space Storage Bag.
It's a German dialect.
His name was my name too.
John Vacuum Space Storage.
If it just says
his name was mine.
My name, dude.
Whenever we go out, the people always shout, John Vacuum Space Storage Bag.
Okay, so I googled who named space. First, it should be noted that while we aren't able to absolutely say who first used the word space to refer to the vacuum of outer space, I like they said space in space, but we are able to say with some confidence that the earliest usage of the word in that context may have occurred in 1667 in the epic poem Paradise Lost by John Milton.
Allegedly.
Let me Google John. Let me Google John Milton. Let's see what I get.
I've heard that name before.
Wait, I'm thinking of John Madden.
That just reminded me of the Wolf of Wall Street movie when Jonah Hill is off his rocker on Quaaludes and he just goes, Steve Madden. It's so goofy.
John Madden.
John Madden. Paradise Lost. I've definitely heard of that before.
Oh, Paradise Lost. Oh, shit. Yeah. I can't think of it. There was a movie based off of it.
That's definitely something that was talked about in high school English class as well.
Wait, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt named space?
I'm Googling these photos. Every person from, like, the 1600s all have droopy nose and stupid fucking lips. All of them.
All 16th century men know is droopy nose. Eat hot chip. I absolutely love every single meme that's like TikTok, where it's like me visiting the pilgrims and giving them like sour candy or something like that. And it's just like, just like dying. I think it's so funny. Like, imagine going back in time and giving, like, John White a talkie.
Yeah, imagine going back and giving George Washington a Four Loko.
Oh my god. That'd be wild.
Hey, George, you check out this Bud Light seltzer.
Hey, George, sip on this Truly here.
He'd go, aghast!
You want to hear something really interesting? Speaking of that time period, I learned. So, the British accent, you know, oh, what, you know, that shit did not exist until after the Revolutionary War.
Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, it was talking about how, like, we probably have a more true to old English dialect than people in England do.
Right.
I mean, I imagine it was still scholarly, you know, they were still on shit like that. But still, like, apparently the reason why is because the British, they accentuated a lot of their vowels so they can sound a lot more prestigious than us damn Yankees, which I find really funny. And somehow they committed to that role. They're like, let's just, for the rest of our lives, stick to the stupid fucking accent and have everyone else do it.
This is going to be so fucking funny in like 100 years.
Like, it's just fucking funny. I'm like, who's the fucking asshole that was like, what if we...
Wait until you hear about what we do in Australia.
Yeah, how did the fuck that even happen?
That's just like dialects in general are just so interesting, just like how they've developed over time. Like, have you seen those videos where they talk about how like Egyptian hieroglyphics like changed into the like Arabic alphabet that we know today? And stuff like that, and how like symbols just turn into letters. It's so interesting. Damn, people are cool.
The pilgrims that
people are strange when you're a stranger. The pilgrims never experienced the blasting flavor of a single Cool Ranch Dorito.
Right. It's honestly so sad.
So tragic.
Yeah, but we never had fucking delicious, succulent meals such as stuffed gourds. And...
Isaac Newton would not have died a virgin if he had Baja Blast.
Oh, man.
Imagine going up to fucking Nikola Tesla or Albert Einstein or any smart genius and handing them a fidget spinner. Imagine how the brain would be like, whoa, what is this? Breaks all rules.
I'm gonna give him a fushigi ball. I won't let him hold it. I'll just get really good at fushigi and just fucking blow their minds.
What a fucking wild scam of like the early 2000s. Like,
hold up.
Scam, that was a fucking art form.
That was a scam. It was a metal, it was an aluminum ball inside of a glass, like acrylic ball. That's all it was. And everyone paid like fucking 25, 30 bucks for it.
Still, can you still buy fushigi balls?
I don't know. I hate you.
Whoa! You got one!
I hate you.
How does he do it? For our listeners, I grabbed a fushigi ball. I was so disappointed when I picked it up, and it is like 150 pounds.
Yeah, I would say they're heavy. It's like actually
at least
like
they're heavy. If they were lightweight, I wouldn't have.
You know how many times I dropped this on my head as a child?
Explains so much.
Let me give you the people also ask option that Google has given me when I type in fushigi. So I type in fushigi. Does the fushigi ball really work?
Does it?
What happened to fushigi? What does a fushigi do?
What that fushigi do?
And in my favorite, is fushigi just a ball?
Yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes. It's a ball inside of a clear ball.
Yeah.
This is just simply a ball.
It makes me feel like David Bowie in Labyrinth, though, so that's cool.
Who do?
So they say this is a skill-based activity.
Yeah, and it was marketed to, like, six-year-olds, so...
it does not do anything.
It comes with a DVD to show you how to use
fushigi. I was gonna say, it was just the, like, really eccentric guy from the trailer, from the commercial, just, like, doing a tutorial. It's so
wild. I'm gonna look up the fushigi commercial and call out its bullshit. Ugh. Ooh, she.
say Fushigi is Japanese for mystery or secret.
Yeah, the mystery is, the secret is that you're being scammed. The Fushigi is that you're being scammed.
You're about to be mesmerized. It's here. Yeah, it's wild. It's sweeping the nation. It's Fushigi.
Fushigi.
You can replace Fushigi with any product, and that would be any 2000s commercial that you would find on Cartoon Network at like 3 p.m.
Girl on the phone in the microphone. I don't know what it is. It's called Fushigi. It's the coolest thing ever, and I can do it.
Oh, shit. Fushigi Magic Gravity Ball Glow in the Dark Edition. Rare. Not produced anymore. With DVD. For $40.
With DVD. Damn, that 10 extra bucks is the fucking glow in the dark.
Oh, and not you also get this really shitty fucking like piece of shit nylon and cloth bag to put your Fushigi in.
Wow.
They call it the Magic Gravity Ball because it's actually stronger than gravity. This thing will fall to the center of the earth.
How can you be stronger than a force?
No strings, no tricks, except for everything attached to this commercial. An illusion? You decide. Yes, it is an illusion.
Yes, by definition.
You had people learn how to do illusions with this ball for 8 months before this commercial.
Literally, the Fushigi ball is the previous day, like the fucking Jimmy Woo sitting in his office trying to learn close-up magic in Ant-Man. Like, that is the Fushigi ball.
Here to float in midair. Also, all
for
of the
our
ones
audio listeners, all three of us shook our head no.
So if you look at this ball, I'm gonna put a little flashlight behind it. There's a metal center with a clear, like a clear ball around it. In this commercial, they're completely clear. It's not the same ball.
Yeah, they were too fucking heavy for the kids to pick it up.
Like all the people wearing the Fushigi t-shirts have the metal ball inside, and all the random-ass people don't.
I'm trying to remember. Oh, do you guys remember the Shirley Temple collection?
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits, we took. How would I ever forget Shirley Temple?
What an American hero.
What an American hero.
Man, I'm trying to remember other commercials. There were so many.
Moon Sand was a big one, too.
Like, moon Sand? I remember Moon Sand.
You know, y'all remember Moon Boots?
The Moon Shoes?
Yeah.
Moon Shoes. Everything with
like,
moon.
Were they just shoes with springs on the bottom?
Yeah, pretty much. They were like buckets that they put tethers in.
It looked like any, you know, like video game power-up.
Y'all remember the Rhino brand commercials for like the shoes?
Where it was just
like a rhino stampeding and then it just turned into the shoe.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lots and lots of trains. Big train. I fucking. The fucking
holy shit, man.
The fucking
train. It's unlocked a core memory.
Do you remember the fucking, the animal magazines? And
Yes. Yeah.
Lots and lots of trains, big trains, little trains, passenger and cargo trains.
Fuck, why do you remember that?
I'm putting it in chat right now.
Oh. All the like iTunes commercials too, iPod Shuffle commercials, those are.
Yeah, weren't those the one where like it was like the colored background with
Silhouettes? Yeah. Landon, have you seen. Pineapple Express. Trey, what's the one I always talk about that you haven't seen?
Superbad?
Yeah, Superbad.
Yeah,
I
fucking love
the intro. Trey, look up the intro to Superbad right now. It's fucking
right
banger.
Now.
Superbad intro.
Now your child can visit steamy jungles, grassy plains, and the dark depths of the oceans. To meet and learn some surprising facts about the magnificent animals that live there all through captivating color zoo books.
Zoo books. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to a financial compensation.
I love this commercial too.
That defined a generation.
There's a part where this kid's reading a book or like reading a zoo book about monkeys, and he just so happens to have a monkey with him.
Yeah.
There's an hour and 28 minute YouTube video called Iconic 2000s Commercials. Oh, I will be starting it now.
Yeah, can we talk, are we going to get sued? Can we just watch all of that together on the, on the podcast? Damn it.
No.
Oh, God.
Scientifically accurate illustrations, plus games and puzzles.
That's
Celine Dion CD commercials.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Here, I'm going to call this number for the zoo books. Because they say if I get this, I see this special TV offer, and I can get 12 fascinating issues of zoo books.
It doesn't have an expiration date on the commercial, so...
Sure. Who cares if it's been 15 years? God, those fucking commercials, man.
Okay.
Can you hear this?
You have reached a national telemarketing company. The number you dialed is... 8-0-0-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4-4- If you believe you've dialed the correct number, please press 1, and I'll transfer you to an agent.
Yes.
Okay, I'll transfer you now. Please stay on the line to continue. Thank you for calling. To ensure proper handling, this call may be recorded. Please stay on the line to continue.
You've just put yourself on a list for telemarketers.
Yeah, I'm fucked now. I'm fucked.
Keep in mind, it's almost 9 p.m.
Hello, this is Anita. May I help you? May I have your zip code, please?
421020.
21.
That's, there's an extra number in there, bro.
Yeah. Sorry, I think I said 421020.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Zoo books. I saw the special TV offer about the 12 fascinating issues.
Please call resources at 1-800-373-3411 for that number. But thank you for calling.
Okay. Thanks.
she hung up. The second zoo book, she was like, I'm done. Actually, it was probably after the 6-digit zip code.
421022. Like, dude, you, too many numbers.
I forgot there's only 5. I was just like, 421020402104. I don't want you to know my location.
Right. No.
The phone number she gave you was the Federal Bureau of Investigations.
Was it really?
No.
Oh, I thought you looked it up. The number
you need to call is 911.
I think you're having a mental breakdown. You're watching YouTube again.
Did that call sign on there, guys, this time?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. Enough to get her attitude across.
I really love it. Comes through on the stream.
That was so funny.
I'm so disappointed. I can't get my zoo books.
Special TV off.
I have another number for you if you want CDs for all the classic hits
of Celine Dion.
This commercial's so long. The Ultimate Love Songs Collection.
Oh, yeah. That's what it did.
That was a 2-minute commercial. Oh, Chef Boyardee can rolling home. That's a classic.
Oh, man. I fucking love that one. I always smiled whenever I saw that. Even though that shit tastes like ass.
This is like the source of nostalgia.
Yeah.
I said a beef hot links. Y'all remember that one? I'm actually gonna like watch all this on my own. This is beautiful.
Jesus.
Oh, the SpaghettiOs with like the hand drawn things, and they put them in their mouth, and it starts like moving.
Oh,
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
5 minutes. Closing remarks.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Oh, I found the... Who is this? Anne Murray.
Anne Murray?
The Danimals commercial with the Sprouse twins.
The Sprouse twins. Yeah.
Fucking, do you guys not remember Anne Murray?
Nope.
No.
Fuck.
I'll look it up, buddy.
Yeah, look up Anne Murray commercial. And it's so fun. She's just singing Amazing Grace, and just the narrator goes, Anne Murray. Man, I remember that one.
I also have to keep in mind that y'all are a few years older than me.
True, true.
Let's see, Anne Murray.
For our audio listeners, we're all waiting for Jared's reaction.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray.
Damn, you're right on the money with that, Landon.
This is the best. I totally forgot about this.
Wait. Wow.
This is the same fucking number.
Yeah, because called a national telemarketing committee.
That's so stupid. Should I call back?
Hey, should I sell this ad?
Okay. Yeah, well, when you Anne Murray.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray. You know the one. Anne Murray.
I was like, well, that was your response when she asked you the first time, because you were just like, zoo books? Zoo books. There were no other words except zoo books.
They've already flagged your number.
Yeah,
well, I also said I was interested in the special TV offer for the 12 fascinating issues.
You'll call a second time, and they'll be like, okay, maybe he, like, found something legit this time. You'll answer, they'll be like, fuck. Then you'll call a third time, and they'll just answer and be like, what do you want? Please stop. We don't have zoo books. We don't have Anne Murray.
Sure hope not.
We sent her home years ago.
She died. 6 years ago, man.
She died.
Yeah, they sent her home. In a casket. Oh, I almost dropped my Fushigi.
God, I totally forgot all these CD commercials.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
I forgot the classic country duets.
Fucking, we sent her home in a casket. I choked on my Coke.
Honestly, they don't make commercials like they used to.
No, these definitely had like a special charm to them.
Yeah, these had production value. Oreos, like Oreo-O's, the cereal.
I love the back and hip pain commercials. Commercials, wow, where they get so dramatic about it, where they're like, you know, they like their whole entire back gets thrown into it.
Oh my god, they have a commercial for the Simpsons movie.
Oh my god.
Is that the one where they show the kid's penis?
Yeah, they show Bart's dick.
Oh wait, no, it's Universal Studios commercial for like the Simpsons ride that they had.
Oh.
Good lord. The Simpsons has been on forever.
It's still on, man.
Oh my god, there's an Axe commercial. This dude turned into chocolate.
Oh, I forgot 100 kids songs where it's just a bunch of kids out of tune singing fucking really annoying melodies.
Right. It's 8:59.
Yeah. We're gonna cut off this nostalgia trip here.
Yeah.
But
Fucking trip.
What a fucking trip.
Oh shit! The coin collection map. Do you guys remember that one?
Yes. That one, yeah, my dad had one of those and he finished it.
My mom or my nana has 4 of them. All completed.
Yeah. Alright, that's gonna be it. Thank you everybody for coming out to watch. This was a lot of fun. Did not expect Landon to call a fucking national telemarketer committee. But yeah, well, we will be live again next week, 8 p.m. So be sure to check that out again.
ThinkBlink99 on Twitch.
Correct. Also, be sure to check out Crunchy Rocks on Twitch and JFlex on Twitch.
I will stream tomorrow.
I
will be held accountable by this recording.
Yeah, there you go.
On May 7th, 2021, I announced I will be streaming on May 8th, 2021.
Yeah, thank you, everybody. This is a lot of fun to do. We'll be back next week, and we'll be back tomorrow with some Overwatch. So, catch y'all later.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey, yo. Idiosyncrasies. Bum, bum.